The homes of several peace and justice activists in Midwestern cities were searched by the FBI last Friday, prompting accusations against the federal agency of muzzling dissent. Two homes in Chicago and six in Minneapolis were searched. Some activists from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, reported receiving phone calls from FBI agents, but were not searched. The search warrants used by the federal agents cite laws that prohibit Americans from providing material aid to terrorist groups. The agents sought evidence connected to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and the Lebanese military group Hezbollah. All three foreign groups are classified as terrorist organizations by the State Department. Some of the activists whose residences were targeted are affiliated with the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. The Milwaukee residents who received phone calls are members of Students for a Democratic Society. Many of the activists, including those named in the warrant, identify as anti-war and social justice activists and were present in Minneapolis in November 2008, organizing against the Republican National Convention at the time. Additionally, some anti-war and labor activists have been subpoenaed to appear at a grand jury hearing in Chicago this October. As we covered on Uprising last week, the U.S. Attorney General released a report last week on Bush-era FBI surveillance and intimidation of activists that essentially amounted to a whitewash. Many suspected the report set the stage for continued questionable activity under Obama by a federal agency with a sordid past. My guest is Carlos Montes. He's a community organizer with a community service organization in East L.A. and a writer and activist with Fight Back News. Welcome to Uprising, Carlos.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Sonali.
Good morning. Now, I understand there was a demonstration yesterday in downtown Los Angeles against these FBI raids. What has the response been among activists to these raids?
Well, the response has been overwhelmingly condemning the FBI raids and also extending the hand of solidarity and coming out to support everyone involved in this thing. I think that the everyone is coming out to support. They're uniting. We're all uniting behind this because this is an attack on one. An injury to one is an injury to all. I think people realize that they can come after us today and next week it can be you.
And what about your own case? You are here in Los Angeles, but I understand you were named in the warrant?
I was named in the search warrant executed at the Twin Cities Anti-War Committee in Minnesota. And my name's on the list. I have not been visited yet.
And you haven't been subpoenaed either?
I haven't been subpoenaed, right. And the other people who were on the list have been called or visited by the FBI. I was involved in the demonstration at 2008 against the RNC and have supported the Anti-War Committee in the past in their activities.
Do you think that these raids and this surveillance is specified at people involved in the 2008 RNC organizing?
That's part of it. Yes, it is, because we had 30,000 people marching on the first day, stopped the RNC. You know, we protested strongly against the warmongers. We totally condemned the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. And many of the organizations that we support and work with, like the Palestine Solidarity Group, the Columbia Action Network, and Students for Democratic Society and Freedom Road Socialist Organizations, were there marching together against the warmongers of the RNC. And these are organizations that are anti-war activists. We are
There's even one SEIU labor activist in Chicago whose house was searched.
I know Joe. I know Joe and Stephanie. I've stayed at their homes when we go to labor meetings. I, in the past, was an activist with SEIU. That's how I got to meet Joe. And I found him and Stephanie to be strong fighters for labor rights and peace activists. Stephanie, his wife, years ago worked in the Puerto Rican community, organizing the community to defend themselves against police brutality and police frame-ups. All these folks, including myself, we're all activists for peace. We fight for the rights of oppressed people here in the United States. And we travel to Colombia. We've gone to the Palestine. I've gone to Colombia several times. And we meet with labor activists, human rights activists, indigenous communities.
What about the accusation of supplying material aid to terrorist groups like FARC, which is based in Colombia?
No, that's totally false. It's a lie. We've done nothing illegal. We've gone to Colombia, and we meet with the organizations that are involved in fighting for justice and human rights.
Have you met with FARC leaders or FARC members?
Years ago, that we did, not we, but we had Jess did an interview for Fight Back. She was able to travel, this was almost like 7-8 years ago, traveled to the mountains of Colombia and met with Reyes and the FARC.
So as a journalist,
and
basically.
As a journalist, right. You know, we go to Colombia, we go to Palestine. We've gone to Palestine to visit the Palestinian prisoners in the jail there, or the PFLP, to interview them and get their story. We interview anyone who's willing to talk to us. If you look at the newspaper, Fight Back News, that's what binds us together. It's a network of activists, anti-war activists, labor activists, gay rights.
It also seems bizarre that the FBI would use this law prohibiting Americans from providing material aid to terrorist groups. As most anti-war activists know, we're struggling with financial issues ourselves here in the United States to make ends meet. Most anti-war activists are far from wealthy, and in terms of providing any kind of serious material support to any group, it sounds a little far-fetched.
It's far-fetched, but it's also an attack. I think they're trying to demonize us. When they use the word terrorist, you know, people go, whoa, what did you do? What's going on? In the past, when I would organize in East LA, they would call me an outside agitator, a troublemaker, even though I grew up here in the community. And then in the past, they used the Red Scare. Now they're using the terrorist label.
Carlos, at this point, what are people, you think, going to do? I mean, there's people who've been, activists who've been subpoenaed to appear at a grand jury hearing in Chicago. Are there any plans to organize both nationally and locally? And if so, how can people find out about it?
Yes, we have a website, stopfbi.net, stopfbi.net. We also have a lot of articles and solidarity statements and actions in fightbacknews.org. But there's been over 20 demonstrations nationwide. We're going to also call for demonstrations on October the 5th when the activists have been ordered to appear at the grand jury in Chicago. We're going to condemn this. We're going to fight this. We're not going to cooperate with this. This has been an attack on us and an attack on the progressive movement in the United States. And we're saying no to the FBI harassment. As I said, we've done nothing illegal. All we've done is exercise our freedom of speech.
Well, Carlos Montes, I want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us today and updating us on what's been happening.
Thank you very much.
Carlos Montes is an organizer with Community Service Organization in East LA, a writer and activist with Fight Back News, and he recommends stopfbi.net and fightbacknews.org as websites where you can get more information about the recent raids that took place off activists' homes by the FBI last Friday. Several people have also received intimidating phone calls from the FBI, and folks like Carlos Montes, my guest, have been named in the search warrants.